In the Wine Bunker Deep Wait a minute, I'm not Deep Below State Street Fruit Store Daily Wines and Spirits for the Wine Snob segment. This is our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, which I usually air at a different time.
But we've taken it over.
We've taken over because the Wine Snobs canceled because they were sick.
I can't believe that.
But I can't not have alcoholic beverages on Friday morning.
No way not.
It doesn't make any sense. So you have brought Mary Hamill from Glendale Ridge Vineyard in Southampton.
Right.
With some alcohol reserves for me.
Which to save the day.
Save the day. And Mary, thank you for joining me. What have we here?
Well, we're really excited about our very first ever Pétillant Naturel, which is a sparkler made in the ancestral method of making champagne. Well, no, of making sparkling wine.
Right, very good.
Yeah. It's been actually very well received. We released it to our wine club just on April 26th. People are really excited by it.
And
we thought we'd share it with you, Monty.
I'm excited, too, because I love this style of wine. It's very, it's becoming increasingly more and more popular, which means some other people are then disparaging it. There was an article in The Guardian that was saying maybe it's much a ballyhoo about nothing, and some more traditional winemakers are not as into this style, the pet nat, as they call it. But, Mary, tell us a little bit about why this is even more old school than the old school winemakers.
Well, because this actually was the method ancestral.
Yeah.
It's the way that they originally were leaving the yeast in the wine.
Natural yeast that just shows up in field or wherever
exactly.
It's being fermented. Yeah.
The wine goes into the bottle. Well, for us, it went in at 1.8% residual sugar, and the yeast continued to eat the sugar up, causing the carbon dioxide to form. That gets trapped in the bottle, and then you get bubbles when you open it up.
So the method traditional or champagne method, they fully ferment it, then they add a dosage and cork it in there. So it makes a secondary fermentation in the bottle that makes the bubbles. So the bubbles are usually more fizzy and a little lighter than champagne, but it has a much more raw and visceral kind of.
So this has local yeast from our local area creating local carbon dioxide and local bubbles.
Yeah, with local grapes.
Relatively local grapes.
What grapes are in this?
This is Chardonnay, and the grapes actually came from the Doyle Farm in New York State.
Maybe you could share the challenges about how much can you do local right here on your farm versus also bringing in other tastes and varieties from elsewhere in New England and New York.
It is a challenge because mostly for the extremes of temperature, and it's the lower extremes that are the problem, because we get enough growing degree days here. That's not the issue. The issue is, at least on our property, we do get some really extreme temperatures in the winter. So anything,
so that's why we're pulling for global warming, because we could be the next Bordeaux here in the Pioneer Valley.
And it does seem to be getting slightly better, actually.
As it's getting worse.
as it's getting worse, right. But we've hit as low as 17 below zero. The vines don't think that's so great.
No.
Except for ones that were developed specifically to resist those cool temperatures.
So they do a lot of hybridization at Cornell, specifically.
Cornell. The University of Wisconsin, the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And they've developed some beautiful grapes that people are quite happy with.
Well, I'm very excited, in lieu of my sick wine snobs at State Street not being able to join me today, that Mary Hamill from Glendale Ridge Vineyards in Southampton is here, and we're going to open up this into the, I heard it, silent but deadly.
It's deadly.
Let's see if there's going to be a huge explosion. If it's be like when the Red Sox win the American League East.
Oh, I think we're going
to Phil's face!
That's what happens from just
fake news.
The thing about opening any sparkling wine is that you don't want it to have the large pop. It can be dangerous. The people who really know what they're doing, just a little bit of, and that's just what happened here. But what's interesting is these are not corked like with the cage like you've seen on a lot of sparkling wines. This is corked like a beer bottle. Phil's a lightweight, so I'll have his afterwards. It's like a champagne toast at a wedding when you're in the program. You have to smell it and pretend you're drinking it and hand it to your underage nephew.
Well, you can have a sparkler in the morning, too. It's kind of a nice morning drink,
Absolutely.
You know?
Every drink is a nice morning drink. Well, this is excellent. I can smell. I would immediately recognize that this has more of a natural, a pet nat. Pétillant. I forget how to say it officially in French.
Pétillant.
Pétillant naturel. It feels and smells wild. It's more cloudy. That's the other
thing. It's a little cloudier. That's exactly right.
So some not ancestral winemakers, but traditional winemakers, don't like the fact that it's not fine and it is cloudy. I particularly like that sort of thing. I like the raw nature of it. And you look at the bubbles rolling up there. It's beautiful. Let's drink it. It's 100% Chardonnay.
Cheers.
Salud.
L'chaim.
Yeah, here we go. All the Alta cultures.
Slancha.
I'm Irish.
You're welcome. This is great. I like this quite a bit. Where can we get this, Mary?
You can get this at Glendale Ridge Vineyard in Southampton, which is about 12 to 15 minutes outside of Northampton.
Beautiful property.
We do have it at Provisions as well. But if you come 12 minutes away, what's nice about it is that we have a really great experience for you. Our new wine cellar is a pretty phenomenal facility. We're very, very excited about what our winemaker has at his disposal to make beautiful wines.
So I would just love to hear a little bit about some of the local grapes that you're growing.
We are growing Vidal Blanc, which is a French hybrid, actually, Traminet, which is a Cornell grape, and Cron Noir, which is a Cornell grape as well.
Oh, named it after themselves.
They did.
It's like Einsteinium, he didn't name it after himself.
But then we have an acre of Cabernet Franc, too, which is a vinifera. That's the one that's the most temperamental of the major blocks that we have. We also have an experimental vineyard with a number of different varieties growing and trying to decide what would grow here and what would thrive here.
Because Cab Franc grows here, but it's tricky. Is the more traditional, like Bordeaux-style grape that we can make it here in New England.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing that if you like biking, nothing is more fun than going to a couple of different farms, like getting to go to Glen Ridge, go to Mineral Hills. Then if you want to get an apple or two, you can go to Park Hill.
You'll feel like you are driving around the French countryside, but you don't have to pay for the airfare.
No.
Mary Hamill from Glendale Ridge Vineyard in Southampton with an excellent Het Nat Chardonnay, brand new this year.
Brand new this year.
Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org. Psyched to still be drinking wine, even though the wine snobs ditched me.